Hi, I'm Ken Kessler, and welcome to the Sounds of Christmas podcast. If you're new to this podcast, I want to start by saying thanks for joining us. If you're not new, welcome back. Either way, I'm glad you're here. Now, to avoid any confusion, I want to start off by saying there won't be any music played here. This is a place for conversation. I'll talk about Christmas music and some related topics, sometimes by myself and sometimes with guests. If you're looking for music, just go to soundsofchristmas.com and click on the tree or the player on the front page or on the Listen Now page. We play the best variety of Christmas music all year long. Well, except in October, when we play the best variety of Halloween music. This is something I've been meaning to do for a long time and just haven't gotten around to it until now. And this is probably not the only time I'll do this, but it is the first. I've invited a couple guests to join me and talk about our Christmas music wish lists, a list of singers and bands we wish would put out Christmas music. On this episode, I'm joined by Sarah from Christmas Spirit News on Twitter, which you'll find at spirit_Xmas, and Kristen from the Holidays After Dark podcast. Thank you both for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for having me, too.
First, let me ask each of you this. Sarah, what is your Twitter page, Christmas Spirit News, all about?
You know, I'm just a Christmas enthusiast, and in particular, I love Christmas music. I like talking about it. I look forward to September when the new releases start coming out, and just love to share that joy and celebration with anyone else who's interested.
How long have you been posting that on Twitter?
2 years.
And what led you to decide to start doing that?
You know, I've had other Twitter feeds that were more politically focused, and I wanted something that really cleaned up my timeline and was all about peace and happiness with no negativity. And believe it or not, the topic of Christmas, there is just no negativity around it. I love it.
That sounds terrific. Kristen, what is Holidays After Dark all about?
Sure. So Holidays After Dark kind of takes all of the mainstream kind of well-known holidays throughout the year and focuses on the more either alternative or lesser known sides of the holidays or things that maybe people don't immediately think of when they think of that holiday.
How long have you been doing the podcast?
My 1 year anniversary will actually be on February 1st.
Oh. Happy anniversary a little bit early.
Thank you. Thank you. I can't believe it's been a year already. It flew by.
What led you to start doing the podcast?
I work in a pretty stressful job. I work in an element of law enforcement, and the type of stuff that I work with on a daily basis is fairly dark stuff, like crimes against children type stuff. And so I was really looking for an outlet in my life to kind of have like a mental health positive hobby. And kind of like Sarah just mentioned, when it comes to Christmas, there isn't really much bad. And so I kind of channeled my love for not only Christmas, but all holidays, because I've always been obsessed with holidays in general, and decided to make a podcast out of it because I've always just been a big fan of podcasts in general. So I decided to give it a whirl myself.
Now, I asked each of you to come up with a list of some artists that you wish would release some Christmas music. And let me ask you, which do you think would be better, for everybody to throw out one at a time or for each of us to just sort of go down our list?
I think one at a time, where we can alternate, might be good.
Okay.
Agreed.
Okay. Well, Sarah, who's first on your list?
I'm going to go with Lizzo. I just adore her. She's had an amazing year with a new album, an Emmy-winning TV series, HBO documentary, a People's Choice Award, a clothing line. And she released a Christmas song, a cover of Stevie Wonder. And so I was hoping that last one would be a teaser for a new Lizzo Christmas album.
She's on my list, too. who's at the top of your list, Kristen?
So the top of my list is actually Lady Gaga. Specifically, which I don't know that this would occur anymore because I know that he's been in declining health, but I've always been a really big fan of the stuff that she did with Tony Bennett. And I just kind of listen to some of their jazz in general around the Christmas season, but it's not Christmas specific. So that would have been great. But like I said, I don't know that that is really possible anymore. But aside from that, I would love to see Lady Gaga, just because I think she can put such like a unique, fun element to Christmas music. And I think at the heart of it, she is like one of the best vocalists of our times, just talent wise. And so I would just love to see what her album would look like for that.
I was really surprised when she, when it was announced that she was doing that first, I don't remember if it was an album or if it was just one song at first with Tony Bennett. I didn't know much about her other than, you know, what had already been on the pop charts. So it didn't seem to fit in my head. But wow, when it came out, that was great. They did Winter Wonderland together, which okay. is nice, but that's it. It would, you're right. That would be terrific.
Sure. I think her jazz stuff really makes her voice shine. And I think it really made a lot of people see that she's much more than just a pop artist.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And with your first one, Sarah, Lizzo, you're right. She has had an amazing year and she's been involved in so many different things. A Christmas album would be just, what a treat. That would be so nice.
Everything about her image is about positivity and empowerment. And Christmas is all about positivity. So I feel like it's a fit with her brand as well.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. Top on my list, Billy Joel.
Yes.
Good one.
You both are probably too young to remember this. I'm sure that you are. In the late 70s, when he was on tour, he was playing Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas at the December shows. And somehow a version of that got leaked to radio stations. And the quality was so good that they were playing it because they thought it was a legitimate release. And then the record label stepped in and made them stop. But he often, when he's doing live shows in December, he will often add in some Christmas songs. And in the 90s, he did a duet on Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas on one of Rosie O'Donnell's Christmas albums. And he did a duet on the Christmas song with Johnny Mathis 6-7 years ago. And on his YouTube channel, there are a couple different takes recently, I say recently, at least in the last 10 years anyway, of him doing Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas Now. And I just think, I know he hasn't recorded anything really in a long time, but I just think a Billy Joel Christmas album would be huge.
Yes.
Be huge. Album of the year, huge.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, absolutely. I would see a Grammy nomination in his future possibly for that one. And I think it would speak to so many different generations because even though, you know, he's been around for a hot minute now, I definitely do know a lot of people in my generation who are big fans. So I think it would probably be a timeless album if he did release one.
Yeah, I would be so excited about a Billy Joel Christmas album, just because if you haven't heard him play it, and I play his version of Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas every once in a while, the ones that he recently put on his YouTube channel, not the bootleg one from 40 years ago. But if you haven't heard that, just go to Billy Joel's YouTube channel and look for it. And just the way that he sings it, the emotion that he puts into the song, I just think, wow, you know, to have 10, 12, 14 Christmas songs from him, that would just be wonderful. And it wouldn't be, I can't imagine him covering Mariah's All I Want for Christmas Is You. But
we've had enough of that one.
Yeah.
There have been plenty, and I'm sure there will be plenty more. But I think, a Billy Joel Christmas album, that's the top of my list. Okay, let's go backwards. Kristen, what's next on yours?
So staying with the pop female theme, my number two would be Halsey. I also think she's an incredible vocalist. I am a big fan of her stuff that she's done on her own. I'm a big fan of the song that she did with Machine Gun Kelly, who's also another one of my favorite artists. But I just, again, I think a lot of the same reasoning with Lady Gaga. I think she just has such an incredible voice, and she also always kind of puts an alternative spin on things like Lady Gaga does. And so I think the combination of that, plus maybe because she is a little bit younger, I'd be interested to see if she did write maybe original Christmas music, maybe how it would be lyrically, because I do always think her lyrics are very unique and personal. So I would love to hear what she had to say about Christmas in general.
You know, I don't know that she has, I don't believe she's released anything so far.
But, yeah, I was searching earlier and I could not find anything.
Okay. I was going to say, I don't know if, but there, I mean, there could always be something on YouTube. I know a lot of artists will do that, but I haven't seen it. And I'm usually pretty good about scouring that stuff just in case there's something that I would like to share, or really sure. because I'm all about the Christmas music, or something I just like to have. So
yeah, I feel like if anyone would know about it, it would probably be you with your show. So yeah, I'll have to, like I said, I'm pretty sure not, but I didn't check YouTube, so I'll have to check that.
Sarah, who's next on your list?
You know, most of my top 10 list includes pop and R&B artists, but my number two group is Rising Appalachia. They are a bohemian indie folk band, and I just adore them. It stars two multi-instrumentalist sisters on lead vocals, but they also include instruments like fiddles and banjos and Bowron hand drums. Like, they just have a really unique sound, and they've done 6 or 7 albums, but nothing in the winter holiday genre. I think they'd be brilliant.
Yeah, I could have sworn that they did something, but I can't. I'm just scouring the streaming sites now, but I can't. I must be thinking of somebody else.
Who can? If I missed it, let me know about a song that they've done yeah. that I've somehow missed.
No, I must be thinking of somebody else, but I had thought that, but you're right. That'd be terrific. And it would be such a unique sound from what they do. But I don't know. And I don't know if that would be something original or something that we just haven't heard in a long time. It's, you know, it's impossible to guess, but I can't imagine, you know, them laying down Jingle Bell Rock. Not going to happen, probably.
No, but I'd love to hear them do covers of other folk songs like Mary Chapin Carpenter's Christmas Time in the City or the Indigo Girls' I Feel the Christmas Spirit, which has some of those same instruments that they use. I just think that there are some indie songs out there that they could do beautiful covers of because they've got such great harmony together as sisters.
And some classic carols would be great too. Coventry mm-hmm. Carol, I would imagine, would be just magical coming from them.
Very lovely. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Next on my list, the top of my list is very classic rock heavy. Next on my list is Elton John.
Yes.
He has stuck his toe in the Christmas pool a couple of times. I think it was about a year ago that he and Ed Sheeran released Merry Christmas, and his step into Christmas from the 70s has just been a perennial favorite. It's always getting airplay, has always gotten airplay, probably always will. I know that his record label had been pushing him to do a Christmas album a while back, and it was really annoying him. Mm-hmm. And the story goes that he was talking to Ed Sheeran and his song Step Into Christmas was on the charts again. And this was just a couple of years ago. And he got such a high from that, that people still loved that, that he wanted to do another Christmas song. And Merry Christmas did very well. It'd be great to get an Elton John Christmas album. And
absolutely.
Just his interpretation of classics and original things he wrote with Bernie Taupin, I think that'd be great.
I agree. And he's done a few obscure ones too. He did a Christmas duet with Joss Stone years and years ago.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And he did a song on one of Rosie O'Donnell's Christmas albums. Like, he's primed for it. We're ready.
He is. It's funny that the Rosie O'Donnell song, he did a duet with her with White Christmas. And hopefully I'm not destroying the magic, but a lot of the duets albums, both artists just record their parts in different places and a very skilled producer puts them together. I got a copy of his version of White Christmas and I've played it a few times. I've contacted his people about airing it and he didn't want to be involved, but I wasn't told not to. So that was kind of nice. But to have, you know, I like being able to play stuff and share stuff like that, but it would be much better if when that's playing, somebody could hear it and go, I love Elton John, and click on it so that they could buy a copy.
Absolutely.
Oh, but, yeah, I could not agree more about Elton John. Step Into Christmas is definitely my top five favorite Christmas songs, and I would love to hear more. It couldn't be enough, in my opinion.
It's funny. A little while back, he re-released the Goodbye Yellow Brick Road album, and it was like, when that came out, it was a double album, so this would have been a triple. I think it was that one. And one of the bonus tracks on it was from a concert he did back when he was originally promoting that album. And there is like a 60-second piece of instrumental music that he plays, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. And he does it to the crowd. And then after he finishes it, he says, just a reminder, I'm available for weddings and parties or something like that. But it was very cute. But I'd love that. And continuing with the classic rock theme, my next one is the Rolling Stones.
Oh, wow.
I think they do an amazing job. They did a blues album a few years ago that was, it was, I don't think there was anything original on it. It was all classic blues songs. And I think that they could, you know, this is another band that's not going to do Jingle Bell Rock. It sounds like I have something against that song, and I don't, but that's not a Rolling Stone song. But Merry Christmas, Baby, that'd be great. Mick Jagger has done a couple things on his own. He did, we mentioned Joss Stone, he did a duet with her for a movie a while back. Keith did Run Rudolph Run back in the 70s, released that as a single. I think that these guys would, I think it'd be great. I'd love a Rolling Stones Christmas album. I doubt that's ever going to happen, but that's why it's a wish list. Sarah, who's next on your list?
So I'm going to go with Latin pop. I think Jennifer Lopez has got to release a Christmas album. She teased us with that Christmas duet with Stevie Mackey, who is one of her voice coaches.
Yeah.
In 2020. They did The Most Wonderful Time of the Year, and it was beautiful. And she mentioned in a 2014 interview that she was working on a Christmas album with David Foster. She actually may have one recorded and just unreleased for, you know, whatever reason. But, you know, she's had a great year as well. She just got married again. She released a great Netflix documentary about her Super Bowl halftime show. And now that she's married, maybe this project would be a nice quiet one where she would still have plenty of family time. But also have some creative time with holiday creative juices going.
I think a J-Lo Christmas album would be a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what it is about David Foster. Cher was working on a Christmas album with him 4 or 5 years ago.
Really?
No idea what happened with that.
Oh, she's on my top 10 list too. Oh,
sorry. Didn't mean
no,
that.
No, it's okay. I have others.
Okay. Okay. Well, Kristen, who's next on your list?
Sure. So next I have Panic at the Disco. This is a band that I actually just saw for the first time live a few months ago. And I've always been kind of enamored with their showmanship, and then seeing it live in person was incredible. And, you know, they basically bring in like a whole string section and a brass section. And so literally when I was at the concert, I was thinking about picturing them playing Christmas music with all of that, those instruments behind them live. I think they've dabbled in Christmas a little bit, but definitely a full Christmas album, I think, would be so fun.
Yeah, they did. I think it was an original song, Feels Like Christmas.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know if that was released as a single or if that was just them having some fun and putting that out maybe on their YouTube channel.
I think
sure.
it was I think it was more just for fun, from what I know of it. I can't speak with certainty. But it, again, Brendan Urie, I think just, you know, he's such a unique lyricist. And just because he really is, it's almost, I've always thought of Panic at the Disco as kind of like a combination of like rock, pop, and almost like musical theater in a way. So I really think that it could be a fun Christmas album.
So we've each done three so far, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Well, let's go back around again. Kristen, who's next on yours?
Sure. So kind of changing it up a little bit. I'm a big fan of like alternative music in general. And this one's probably going to be my most far out there one. But my all-time favorite artist, I'm a diehard Marilyn Manson fan and have been since middle school. And I know there's a hilarious like mashup of The Beautiful People with All I Want for Christmas Is You that you can find like online. And I kind of have a little bit of a hard time picturing Manson doing like a full-blown Christmas album. But I also think that if he did, I would be totally there for it and super into it. He has done some mainstream type covers like Sweet Dreams and things like that. And I think so I've seen him kind of cross into the more mainstream music. And I think that if he either just covered Christmas songs or maybe came up with a few originals, just because I'm such a diehard fan, I know at least I would listen to it. I'm not sure how widespread the popularity would be, but I would love it.
Didn't he cover What's This from The Nightmare Before Christmas?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. And he did the main This Is Halloween, he did, which I honestly kind of like his version better than the original in some ways, just because it has a little bit more of an edge to it. But yeah, I like whenever he kind of crosses the boundary outside of alternative music.
That would definitely be one of the more interesting choices that came out in whatever year it came out, if he were to do that. I'm not a huge Marilyn Manson fan, but I would be very interested to hear what he would do. I think that would be...
Oh, yeah.
That'd be very interesting.
Yeah, I'm sure a lot of people would be... Yeah, a lot of people would be intrigued, I think, even if they're not a Manson fan. But yeah, we'll see. Probably never, but I mean, never say never, I guess.
Yeah. Sarah, who's next on your list?
I'm staying in the pop genre for now. I absolutely adore Kesha, and I'm ready for an empowering, you know, female Christmas album. And if anyone could write such a thing, it would be her. She would also light up any Christmas party or dance floor with her Christmas music. So I would expect great things from a Kesha Christmas album. Like some of the covers that I'd love to hear from her would be Oh Hush, California Christmas, and she's a Cali girl. Melissa Etheridge's Ring the Bells, which sort of has a little bit of activism that is in her wheelhouse. Meghan Trainor's Holidays, I love that whole album. Joan Osborne's What Do Bad Girls Get? I think that there's so many cute things that she could do and really fun, danceable things that she could do.
And she has such a beautiful voice. She yes. really does. She could take the ballads and I mean, just it would just be dripping with Christmas spirit. I've heard her. I think we all probably heard her do Amazing Grace. And I mean, that's not a Christmas song, but just so beautiful and really kind of unexpected given her catalog of music.
Mm-hmm.
But I think she's one of those artists that could do it all.
I totally agree. And there's even some on the more festive end, like if she covered Charles Brown's Bringing in a Brand New Year, or Cyndi Lauper's Christmas Conga. Like there's just so many fun songs that haven't been covered much that I'd love to hear artists like her do.
Yeah, those are a couple great choices. Next on my list, Bruce Springsteen.
Yes.
Bruce has, of course, Santa Claus is Coming to Town. And then he did Merry Christmas, Baby on the first very special Christmas album. About 10 years ago, as a bonus on a EP release, he did the video for Blue Christmas, and it's a real release. It's not a bootleg, so I play that too. But he has been interviewed and talked about wanting to do a Christmas album, but finding the time, and so that it made sense. And last year he did his first covers album, and he's got another one coming sometime this spring. So this would really fit in as the third project on that if he were to do a Christmas album and all the covers. He's another artist that does lots of Christmas songs in concert when he's doing shows in December. So I'm sure that he already has quite the repertoire that he could knock out in the studio, in addition to whatever else he'd like to come up with. But I think the boss's Christmas would be big.
That would hit the top of the charts, Ken. Man, that would be he'd make a ton of money.
Oh yeah. I could see him doing like a Christmas specific tour and like just playing that album like around Christmas time. Yeah, for sure.
The last one on the classic rock part of my list is Paul McCartney. I'm kind of surprised that Paul hasn't done a Christmas album yet. There's, of course, Wonderful Christmas Time. And he did 12, 13 years ago, I think, he did an album of standards. And he also, for that, recorded a version of The Christmas Song with Diana Krall. And I was sure that that was the tease for a Paul McCartney Christmas album, but it didn't happen.
Did you hear the interview that he did where he talked about a Christmas album that he's recorded and he's given it to his family and he's only letting them have it and no one else?
Right.
He said it was just for them.
He did this. I don't even remember exactly what he did, but he had thought at one point that he'd like to have some Christmas music to listen to when the family's over and they're doing, you know, they're making dinner and doing all kinds of Christmas things. So he recorded this, but it is just intended just for his family. That's, I think, the only copy. He has hinted this year that maybe some of it could come out, but he's not so sure. So I don't know. I don't know if that'll ever happen or if he'll ever go in the studio and do another one, but I would be one of the first to in line to get a Paul McCartney Christmas album.
I'm going to keep my fingers crossed for you on that one, Ken.
Well, thank you. Kristen, who's next on your list?
Sure. So sticking with the alternative genre, my next one is Shinedown. I'm a huge Brent Smith fan, who's the lead singer. I think he has an incredible voice. I've seen him live numerous times. I know they did War Is Over, I believe, and he actually has a side project with the guitarist in the band, Zach Myers. It's called Smith and Myers, and they actually pretty much only exclusively, they've done a few originals, but mostly they do covers. And so kind of staying in line with those covers, I would love to see their Smith and Myers side project just cover a bunch of Christmas songs. I think he has like such power and drama to his voice. So like a song like Oh Holy Night would probably be incredible. Plus, I feel like we don't hear as many male renditions of that song as we do female. So that specifically, I think, would be really cool.
Now, it's funny. I talked to a couple different artists this past season about Oh Holy Night, and it's a tough song to record and put on your Christmas album. It's first, it just has such a history, and so many greats have come before and recorded that song. So you're in there in the studio with all the ghosts of Christmas past that have ever recorded that. And you have to get it right, because that's one of those songs that people treat as sacred. And if you don't do it right, if you mispronounce a word, you say divine instead of divine or something else, you never hear the end of it. So there's a lot of pressure when you go in to do that. I think a Shinedown version of that would be amazing.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Could not agree more.
Sarah, who's next on your list?
I'm shifting over to the blues category. I love Beth Hart. She's a blues rocker, and she released a Christmas song last year, Angels from the Realm of Glory, which was featured in a Netflix Christmas movie. I think that her voice, the vibrato that it has, I've never heard anyone sound like her. And I think a whole Christmas album from her would be beautiful.
Yeah, that'd be something else. I hope some of these artists are listening to this podcast or have friends who are listening to them who go, you know, people want that album. People want you to do it. Yeah. Next on my list, I'm coming into the 21st century now, Jennifer Hudson.
Yes.
She did, was not this past Christmas, the one before, Christmas Baby, Please Come Home. Mm-hmm. And it was just, it was she's doing lots of things on Broadway, so I feel like I could say it was a showstopper. It was just magnificent. And I think she could take some of those classic R&B Christmas songs, everything from Darlene Love and the Ronettes and the Crystals, all that Phil Spector stuff, and Aretha, and it would be a powerhouse of an album. It would just be amazing. And I really want to listen to it right now. But I think, God, Jennifer Hudson, a Jennifer Hudson Christmas album. She did a TV special. Oh, I don't want to check and see when it was because I'll be sad that it was so long ago. But she did a TV special, a Christmas special, and she did some songs on that. And it was just, I was sorry. I feel like it was a missed opportunity that they didn't release a soundtrack from that, because it was just spectacular. And I think she would do an amazing. Well, obviously she would. Almost everything she does is spectacular. And the single that she did most recently, the Christmas Baby, Please Come Home, was just terrific. And I think more of that would be a great Christmas present to get.
Yeah. And she did that great version of the gospel song, How Great Thou Art, with Pentatonix. Mm-hmm. She's just got an amazing voice, and she has hinted that she would like to do one. She talked about it on her show this past year, and there was a guest who I don't think works in the Christmas music industry who said that he would help her with a list of songs to sing.
I'm sure she doesn't need the help, but when I have long thought that a Christmas album from her would be great, and once she started doing her show, I thought it might not happen, because that takes so much of your time to do that, than to go into the studio and knock out a Christmas record would be even more. But then Kelly Clarkson did it, and I think, okay, the precedent has been set. So Jennifer, if you're listening, let's do this. Kristen, who's next on your list?
So rounding out my list of alternative bands, I have Green Day. Longtime Green Day fan, probably in my top favorite five bands of all time. I feel like I kind of grew up on them. They kind of turned me into the little punk rock goth kid that I became in middle school and has maintained into my 30s. But specifically just hearing like all the upbeat Christmas songs, like Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree type stuff, I think with their guitar and Billy Joe Armstrong's vocals, I would just love to kind of see that. Like I do listen to albums like Punk Goes Christmas or whatever it's called. And so I just always, like I said, I'll be in like a mood at work to just listen to something upbeat and energetic, but I still want to stick with the holiday theme. And so I think whenever punk rock bands kind of cross into that genre, I always think it's so fun. So yeah. Green Day Christmas album, I would be totally on board.
And they did Christmas Time of the Year. Mm-hmm. I don't know, was that ever released as a single? I know it was up on, they put it up on YouTube and then took it down after Christmas. And I think it came back a couple years later, but I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I do. I mean, I see it, you know, pop up occasionally on like the punk rock Christmas playlists and stuff, but I'm not entirely sure. But I'm like, hey, if they can, you know, write a Broadway musical with American Idiot or whatever, I mean, it's not that far fetched from Christmas music. So, or maybe even like some sort of punk rock Christmas musical with Green Day original Christmas songs. I don't know. Something like that would just be incredible to me.
Yeah, I'm dreaming of a Green Day Christmas.
Yes, absolutely. There you go. Name is already set.
That's right. You guys can have that for free.
Yeah, contact the reps.
Sarah, what's next on your list?
So in the R&B hip hop genre, I think Beyonce would be fantastic. And I do know, Ken, she's already released one with her Destiny's Child sisters. Mm-hmm. But I know that she could go so much further on a solo project. What I love about her albums is that she releases 20 to 25 songs at a time. And I feel like that's kind of perfect for Christmas music. And she's fearless in layering and sampling upbeat music. She collaborates with so many global artists and she's inspirational to so many women. Like, I would love to have a full Christmas album from Beyonce.
And she's another artist that can do it all. As mm-hmm. we know her hits. Nobody will ever forget the version of At Last that she did. I don't remember exactly when that was, but it's funny. I said no one will ever forget, and I can't remember when it was. Oh,
yeah, at the inauguration.
But, yeah, but to be able to do the hip hop, the dance, the R&B, the pop, and then to be able to go to a classic song like At Last and be able to nail every one of them and they all sound different, I think that'd be perfect. There's, well, you know, it's Beyonce. There's nothing she can't do.
There is nothing she can't do. And my brief wish list for her for cover songs of Christmas music would be Good Time Christmas by Lou Rawls. Like, ooh. No one has done that.
Yeah.
B.B. King's Christmas Celebration, James Brown's Soulful Christmas, Rotary Connection's Christmas Love. Like, there's so many great Christmas songs that, I mean, she'd just blow out of the water. But really, they haven't been covered, or they've only been covered maybe once or twice. They're not, you know, standards, if you will.
Yeah. Yeah. Again, I think she could do anything. And, I mean, she has already, but... a Christmas album, and you know, whether it's something new that she and her team writes or whether she's covering something by Ella Fitzgerald or Etta James or anything really in between, she could do it.
Absolutely.
I feel like between like her and Lizzo and Jennifer Hudson, like they would have to create like a new category at the Grammys of like original Christmas album or something, and that would be a tight race.
Yeah,
it would. It would be, Kristen. You're right.
Well, Lizzo is next on my list. And I know we've talked about her, but when this single came out and it was a surprise that she had a Christmas song and it was an Amazon original, that's the only place you could get it. And when artists do that, usually they re-release it a year or two later, whatever the deal is they have with Amazon, as their own thing. And when I saw that, I thought, oh, she's going to wait. And when she gets the rights back or when her deal with Amazon is done or whatever, that's going to come out and it'll be everywhere. And that's when we get the Lizzo Christmas album.
I hope so. That's my guess. Camila Cabello did that last year. She released an Amazon original. And I was hoping that she might do an album too. She didn't make my top 10, but she's in my top 20.
I'll go again. Next on my list, and I think this is a real long shot, Adele.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think she's released any Christmas songs. I don't know that she has any, that she's ever talked about doing that. I know that, I believe that she's enjoying being a parent now. And that, unless I'm wrong, I thought I saw pictures of her with husband and child, and that absolutely changes everything. And you want to do something for family.
Yeah, she's actually divorced now, but she's dating, I believe, Paul Rich, who I think is a big guy, like, behind the scenes in the NBA or something like that. But you're right, she has been, like, very focused on her child, but now she has her Vegas residency going on. So what would be cool is if she did a Christmas album and then she did, like, a Christmas time Vegas residency. And I'm a big lover of Vegas myself and Adele. So Christmas, Vegas, Adele all together, I think would be insane.
Yeah, I think that would be terrific. And that would sell some tickets in Vegas. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. They'd be like $5,000 a pop because her residency is already crazy expensive. So,
and then there would be the pay-per-view for Merry Christmas from Adele, and there would be streaming to the highest bidder, and I don't know if there would be DVDs anymore because the streaming, but that would be, yeah, that would be, that'd be, I'd be ready to, I don't know if I'd be ready to head out to Vegas, but I would be ready to give HBO Max my money to that.
Oh, absolutely.
Kristen, who's next on your list?
So next, and this is actually the final artist that I had singled out on my list, kind of crosses over between pop and then also, you know, the punk alternative. But I had Avril Lavigne. I remember listening to her, you know, back in fifth and sixth grade is when I discovered her. And I just always think that her music is so fun. I honestly am not 100% sure if she's ever covered any Christmas stuff or anything. Not that's on my radar necessarily.
She did a song with Tommy Prophet.
Okay. I'll have to check it out for sure. But yeah, seeing just some kind of, you know, fun, upbeat, kind of the same reasoning as Green Day. Just, you know, I just think she's so fun and I like how she's still making music. And even all these years later, you know, she's approaching 40, but she's stayed very true to who she's always been and her genre. And I still think she puts out great stuff. So seeing her kind of crossover for the holidays would be amazing.
Yeah, she did What Child Is This with Tommy Prophet for his Birth of a King album a couple years ago. And she did a duet with somebody on Oh Holy Night. That one's been a while. Oh, God, it's probably close to 20 years.
Oh, wow.
But she's been an artist that has said a Christmas album is on her radar and she wants to do it.
Okay. I'll keep my hopes alive then.
She said that for a couple years, so I don't know how far down her list is. She also, I remember, you know, anytime an artist does say that kind of thing in an interview, it's all over the internet that, Avril Lavigne's got a Christmas album in the works. And, you know, and well, didn't happen. But she also said she wanted to do a Christmas cookbook.
Ooh.
So I don't know what her schedule is like if she has the time, but I think the Christmas album, of course, is what I'm most interested in.
Oh, but yeah. I think she's getting married soon, so maybe she'll like kind of go into the mindset of like family, like let's do Christmas music and let's, you know, write a cookbook to cook with my family and whatever, because I also love cooking, so I'd be on board with cookbook, music, both, whatever. Oh, yeah. So
That would be terrific. And bundle it together.
Oh, yeah. Even better. Perfect.
Bundle
Christmas
it together.
Gift.
Throw in a T-shirt or some Christmas jammies and would be good to go.
Absolutely.
Sarah, do you just have one or two left?
I have two left.
You have two left. Okay. I do too. I may have just gone back and forth wrong, but okay. Sarah, what do you have?
My next on the list is The Weeknd. He released a moody, romantic holiday song with Sabrina Claudio on her 2020 Christmas album. And he's already done like 5 studio albums. And he's got such a beautiful voice and superior production value on his records. I would love to hear him cover some holiday song.
He's another one that a Christmas album would be huge.
I could just picture like the clubs like blowing up over like his Christmas music, and then like Kesha's Christmas music, and like clubs would have like Christmas night, and it would be like mainly the two of them, and it would be fantastic.
Peppermint schnapps all night long.
Yeah. Yep. College student's dream.
God bless us, everyone.
Yeah.
My next one is St. Paul and the Broken Bones.
Oh.
I remember when they burst on the scene not too long ago, and I was listening to one of their songs, and I was marveling at the influence, obvious influence of Otis Redding on what they were doing. And I thought, you know, as they've released stuff, they did a version of Is That You, Santa Claus, another Amazon original, by the way, a few years ago. So I feel like it might be on their agenda since they did that. And I don't know that that's still on Amazon. I don't think it's anywhere else. So it may have gone back to them. So maybe there will be something. I think that they really capture that 60s pop R&B flavor that I just think complements Christmas music so nicely. And I think a St. Paul and the Broken Bones Christmas album just would be outstanding. Kristen, you said that that was your last one?
Yep.
Okay, Sarah, who have you got left?
My next one is Katy Perry. She's already done two holiday singles recently, Cozy Little Christmas, and she did a cover of the Beatles' All You Need Is Love for a holiday charity. And then she also did a song that she never released that was a promotional H&M Christmas video. And the song was Every Day is a Holiday. And I wish she would release that, just that song, because it was so festive and happy. But I'd love also just to have a whole Christmas album from Katy Perry.
Yeah, she did. She had a song on a Hotel Cafe compilation, 2005, 6, 7, somewhere in there, where she did White Christmas also. So mm-hmm. I think, yeah, a Katy Perry Christmas album would be another one of those that would be a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Hallmark Channel kind of latched on to the Cozy Little Christmas song. Mm-hmm. I'm a big Hallmark Christmas movie watcher. And it's funny because normally in their movies, they use like lesser known stuff, I assume, just because they don't want to pay for the big time stuff or whatever. But I have heard them use Cozy Little Christmas in multiple movies. And I love that song, too. So I think it would be awesome.
You know, I think this is the first year that I've really noticed it, that there have been so many singles and EPs released from Hallmark Christmas movies. There's been the odd one here and there before, but this year there seemed like a lot of them. And
yeah,
and it
I
was,
think their music, I think their music choices that they use, I think gets better and better every year. Super catchy this year, I thought. And I just think it's good like exposure for potentially lesser known artists. I've heard of a couple of more indie artists, you know, talking about how they didn't even know that their song was going to be featured in a Hallmark movie or played at the end credits or whatever. But yeah, I think it gets better each year.
Well, the last one on my list is Larkin Poe. I don't know if the silence means you guys don't know who they are.
I do not.
Okay, Larkin Poe is a band out of Nashville. They're fronted by two sisters, Rebecca and Megan. And a lot of times they're described similarly to the Allman Brothers Band. But I don't think that's quite accurate, because I feel like there's many layers to them, because they do some really cool Southern rock kind of stuff, and they do some stuff that I think is more bluesy, and they do stuff that is also acoustic, and the harmonies are really amazing. So there's a mix of all of that. They have done covers of Van Halen's Running with the Devil, which we play in October. And they've done covers of You're the Devil in Disguise, as well as lots of original stuff. They did a streaming event last year, the year before maybe, with Tyler Bryant and the Shakedown. That was a Christmas party. And it was, and I don't mean it in a bad way, it was very noisy. And noisy, I think, is a good description. Lots of electric guitars, lots of power. I don't mean noisy in a bad way, but a stark contrast to a lot of the stuff that they do, that a lot of it is kind of acoustic. So okay. It was a big difference. But they have wonderful voices, and I think an acoustic Christmas album from Larkin Poe, I think that would be just, it would just be beautiful.
So what genre are they normally?
Kind of rock.
Okay. Yeah, kind of.
Alternative?
Rock, alternative. Yeah, maybe alternative.
Okay, I'll have to check them out.
Yeah. I think a Larkin Poe Christmas album would be terrific. Obviously, because it's on my list. So everybody got all their picks in? All their wishes?
Yeah, I'm good to go.
Okay.
I did. I'll tell you, my list has over 100 artists on it, but I narrowed it down for the purpose of this discussion.
Oh, yeah. It was a difficult task. I definitely pondered it for a while and was like, man, I wish everyone that I listen to, I would love to hear Christmas music. I'll never turn that down. So yeah, it was not easy.
Yeah, it was.
And can we do a part two podcast in the future where we go through like our numbers 11 through 20?
Yeah, sure. Exactly.
we could do this once a month all year long.
There you go. I'm game.
Before I let you guys go, Kristen, what's the best way for people to find you and Holidays After Dark?
Sure. I'm on Twitter, Instagram at Holidays Podcast, and on Facebook as Holidays After Dark. So I'm pretty active on all of those. And the podcast is on all pretty much anywhere you could find a podcast: Spotify, Apple, Google, Good Pods. The list goes on.
Is your website kind of like the hub for you, where everybody can find everything else?
Yeah, so the website, okay. you can find all the episodes on there if that's your platform of choice. My email is on there. My Twitter feed is linked into my website, so you could probably just hang out on there if you wanted to, but I have a great website admin. I don't take care of any of that myself, but I'm pretty reachable.
And Sarah, you're just on Twitter, right?
I keep it real simple. I just have a Twitter feed at @spirit_xmas, and I'm on there every week. And then during the holidays, every day.
Sarah also, by the way, curates some playlists on Spotify. And there is some great stuff on there. I know this year I found lots of new music that I hadn't heard about before because you had posted about it or added it to your Spotify playlist. So, and I'll put links for Sarah's stuff and Kristen's stuff in the show notes here, so you don't have to worry about making sure you wrote it down when they said it. It'll be in the show notes, and you can just click and go right over there to Kristen's podcast or to Sarah's Twitter page.
I just followed you on Twitter, Sarah.
Oh, I'll follow you back. Thank you so much.
Yeah, of course. I'm looking forward to your content.
Me too.
Well, thank you both for spending so much time with us playing this little wish list game. And I will be in touch for the sequel.
Awesome. Yay. Nice to meet both of you.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
And thank you so much for listening and for continuing to support the Sounds of Christmas station and podcast. Anytime you're ready for Christmas music, we're ready for you. Just go to soundsofchristmas.com and click on the tree or the player on the front page or on the Listen Now page. You can also grab our app in the Google Play Store and take the music with you wherever you go. And as far as this podcast goes, we're now on over 30 podcasting sites. So if you didn't find us on your favorite today, just search for the Sounds of Christmas next time you go there, and I'm pretty sure you'll see our tree. Then you can subscribe and you'll never miss another episode. If you have comments or suggestions on this episode, previous episodes, or the Sounds of Christmas station, feel free to reach out to me on social media or through the website. Thanks again. And may you always believe in Santa Claus.